know what that noise is? You're hearing people think out loud. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
News Talk with Tim Ness. I'm Bill Zortman, host of the It's Your Business series, and this is the time each month that Sioux Falls' best tax and bookkeeping service takes the time to share with us what we need to know in our own financial tax world. Tim Ness and Ness Tax has been voted Sioux Falls' best, not for one time, but eight. That's eight times in a row. And if those had Super Bowl rings attached, let's see, you'd almost need another hand now, Tim.
Yeah, I need a couple for the thumb, I guess, and that's about it. So,
well, you're far ahead of the guys in Miami that have three or four. So, you know, they do it because you do good work, and we're going to just see how good the work is today and the advice. Would that be okay?
That'd be great, yep.
All right, people have calls or questions. A lot of times they just want to call Tim after the show. But if you'd like to share the question, you don't have to reveal your name. You can disguise your voice, do the things that maybe that you'd feel comfortable with. 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. Those are the numbers to call. We have John Michaels, who is our engineer. I think that's the word that Tubbs uses on Saturday morning. You're the executive engineer to that, right, John?
I'm a board operator, but I don't get bored.
Okay, you won't be bored today because I think you guys have already talked about some questions. All right, by the calendar, Tim, 9 weeks to April 15th.
Yeah, and we're off to a fast start after, again, a little delay. We couldn't file the tax returns that we had done in January until the 31st, and everything went relatively smoothly with that process this year. We, of course, had prepared returns in January for a number of folks and sent them in on January 31st. And many of those folks have already received their refunds via direct deposit. So things are off to a good start. IRS says to allow 21 days for refunds to be sent out. But we saw turnaround time within a week. Some refunds were delayed, so that's to be expected. But 90% of all refunds should be funded within 21 days, according to the IRS. So from the numbers we're seeing faster turnaround. But we'll have to see as the season progresses.
Before we get into the kind of questions you're answering and fielding right now, you need to give them your locations and phone numbers, website information, so people can take advantage of Sioux Falls Best.
Yeah, our first location we started in 1999 is over at 1616 East 10th Street by the School for the Deaf. Phone number there is 332-4829. That's 332-4829. And then we also have a location on West 57th Street, kind of in the southwest part of town, by Louise Avenue, kind of kitty corner from the new eye clinic. The phone number there is 361-5311. That's 361-5311. Area code 605 for those folks that might live out of state and need to dial in. So we do help folks from Iowa, Minnesota as well, and other states. We help folks from all around the United States prepare the returns for the federal and for the state returns. So we'll be happy to help you. We're open 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. So hopefully there's a time that fits your schedule.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. You have questions, 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. Happy to answer those on the air. If you will, share with us the type of questions you're getting as we're now just 9 weeks away from that April 15th deadline.
Well, a lot of folks, you know, call up, ask about our hours, which I've just stated are 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday, because they're starting to get all their tax documents together. We've already served about 1,000 folks as far as number of returns. And so we've seen a lot of folks come in our door through our doors, willing to help a bunch more of you out there. And that's our goal, is to try to get everybody filed by April 15th, if at all possible. So that's the main question we have. We also get questions about our cost, because folks are, you know, a little concerned about how much it might take to have the return prepared. And it varies depending on how complex the return is. But our pricing starts around $80 and goes from there depending on how complex the return is. So feel free to call us if you'd just like to find out how much we charge. We do honor our quotes. So we ask for your name and then kind of go down a check sheet for you. And then hopefully you decide that it's not that expensive and it should be a good experience. And you're able to walk through our door and get your return prepared for the price that you were quoted. And so we think that's a fair price. So that's a lot of folks experience that. and come back year after year. I've heard already responses this year that it's a lot easier to come in and sit down with us. We deal with folks face-to-face and get the return done in a half hour to an hour, and then they're done. A lot of folks struggle with that at home and find it a lot easier to come in and speak with us, and we can ask follow-up questions that in most instances we'll find additional deductions which will either decrease the amount of tax due or increase the amount of refund.
You said you'd already helped 1,000 filers. That's mm-hmm. that's a pretty big number. How's that compare with past years?
Well, we're on track with last year, and we're seeing a lot of new customers. So hopefully this is another banner year for us. We've continued to grow in the area, and we thank all those folks out there in Sioux Falls and surrounding areas that have helped us develop over the years.
John Bill or Jack Taylor calls you today and say, I need to come in, get it done. How quick can we get an appointment?
Depending on location and scheduling, sometimes we can get you in the same day within an hour. We do accept walk-ins, but we do encourage appointments because if you take the time to set up that appointment with us, we appreciate that. And if you happen to walk in at the same time somebody else does that doesn't have an appointment, we'll, of course, take you. Generally speaking, though, you know, a wait time at our business is, you know, 10 to 15 minutes generally. We're well-staffed at both locations, and hopefully there's a time in our 12-hour day or longer that can fit your schedule.
You've got a lot of new customers. You said you got a lot of returning customers, but people are always sometimes shopping for somebody to prepare the taxes. And one of the encouragements I've always heard you give is to talk to a tax professional.
Yeah, I guess it's one of the tips that the IRS puts out on their website officially. And I always feel more comfortable referring people to a professional, you know, for dental services, for car repair, things like that. And it makes sense to me to go see somebody to get your tax return prepared. It is a legal document. There are many laws out there, many deductions and credits that might be available to you that you may miss. And just some examples of that this year, last night, a gentleman did his tax return on using TurboTax and missed a $1,000 credit. We helped some other folks to kind of prepare their taxes beforehand to kind of get an estimate of where they're at. We helped somebody the other day that said, well, we got $500 more than they were showing, $300 more here. And then, of course, I helped a lady last night. I found some additional deductions, but we weren't able to itemize. And so I actually just met her expectations, basically. So, you know, basically on a 4 out of 5 chances this year, we surpassed expectations. And I think sitting down with a professional that has seen this, has seen your business potentially, has seen a daycare provider who came to see me last night again to finish up, that were turned away from another place in town because their return was too complex. I think seeing people with experience in the field, knowing the tax law, somebody who attends seminars and continuing education, tries to stay on top of their profession, is a good thing overall.
Curious, the IRS used to help the preparation. This year, no. So are you seeing some of those people that relied on the IRS?
We are seeing that. And that's helping our business, of course. And, you know, I guess IRS right now is facing some cutbacks. And I had some new memos on that, too, that IRS or press releases that IRS put out about how they'll continue to do some answering of phone calls and questions during the tax season. But then they're going to start to kind of drift away from doing that after April 15th because of their personnel problems, I guess, and some of the cuts that they're doing. So it's going to be harder, even harder, to get a hold of someone at the IRS in the future. And right now, people sit on hold for an hour to 2 hours sometimes just trying to get to talk to the IRS. And so that's another thing we provide. If you just happen to have a question, we've helped many folks just stop in if they had a quick question and provide an answer that sometimes they weren't able to get from the IRS. And sometimes they got an answer that they were confused about, and the IRS personnel person told them they were on a time schedule and they needed to get them off the phone. So unfortunately, that's leaving some of the folks out in the cold, but we'd be happy to answer any questions you have, too. If it's a quick question, we are busy, of course. And as I explained to the individual, we would love to sit down with you and prepare a return for you. You know, if it's a question that you have, I mean, I'd certainly, you know, welcome the call and hopefully can answer your questions. So if you're trying to do something yourself, at least we can point you in the right direction.
336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435, number to call. If you have questions you'd like to discuss with Tim Ness. Tim, I think we've been doing this a year and a half now. I've never heard you not answer a question on the air. So You've heard a lot of questions that you get in your office, but there's no dumb question. If you have a question, call, and it may be something that some of those in our audience would like an answer to as well.
Right, and I mean, it's a continuing learning experience. That's why I'm interested in the subject, actually, because there's a new tax law, a new way of looking at things, a new development in your particular situation that maybe I haven't seen before and maybe I need to do a little research on, but we get a lot of new issues, a lot of new questions, new events in a person's life. Saw a newly married couple this year. That was a brand new experience for them. Person that worked out of state in the state of Iowa didn't expect to get taxed on their Iowa wages by Iowa. So that was a new experience for them because their home was in South Dakota. So some of what we sometimes think of are obvious things potentially, are not obvious to a lot of folks. And same experience with somebody who worked over in Minnesota, didn't think that their wages there were going to be subject to Minnesota tax. So, some of the basics that we think of as a normal, natural transition out there, sometimes it's a whole new game for folks. And we sit down with folks and we try to explain exactly where the numbers are coming from and what we can do to help them in the near term and then what they can look forward to in the future as far as looking at the year 2014 to try help them through these new experiences.
Questions, call 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. When we come back, we're going to talk about differences in the 2013 tax filings, all part of Ness Tax Talks.
I've got some questions to ask you. Why should my parents choose Ness Tax?
I work for the IRS, and we have an experienced staff that's been voted the local best.
Very intriguing.
We do all individual and business returns. Plus, we offer no upfront fees and free electronic filing at two convenient locations.
So you're experienced, knowledgeable, and you can get their refund in as little as 1 week?
That's right.
Well, when can we start?
Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, 332-4829. Tim Ness was scheduled to do this radio commercial, but he needs time to help you with your 2014 tax returns. Let me tell you about Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, voted Sioux Falls best, with a former IRS agent and experienced staff. In a year of confusion with taxes, healthcare, and changing rules, you need the best. Tim Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, 332-4829. They have extended hours and weekends. They make time for you. Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. They're the best.
Do you know what taxes are?
Maybe a little bit, but I don't know.
Well, I think I heard my mom say that they give you, like, they have to pay money in that.
Do you know what a dependent is?
No. I don't know what even dependents are.
Have your parents talked about getting a refund?
I never heard of it.
Taxes can be confusing. Let Ness Tax take the confusion out of filing your return and get you the refund you deserve. Call today to schedule your appointment.
Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, 332-4829. Our kids tell us they don't know what taxes are. They don't know if they're dependents or what a refund is. Ness Tax and Bookkeeping does. They're voted Sioux Falls best. With an experienced staff and former IRS agent, they're now taking appointments. 332-4829. Taxes can be confusing, but Ness Tax takes the confusion out of filing your taxes. Free electronic filing, extended hours, and weekends. Ness Tax,
332-4829.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Tax Talk. 9 weeks from the April 15th filing deadline. Tim Ness in the house. We're talking taxes this morning, and it mentioned in one of those commercials that you worked as an IRS auditor. Are there red flags for the IRS?
Well, yes, there are red flags. I guess we start off talking about tax preparation and what to do and how those things are looked at. So people should know that all tax returns are scored by a computer system that IRS asked Congress for in the early 1970s. And I guess each score, the higher it is, the more likely that return will be audited. The formula was not revealed to me because, you know, of confidentiality, and, of course, I might use it to beat the system somehow.
You?
Me, yeah. Well, there's a lot of IRS employees out there, actually, that have back tax issues, and unfortunately, but anyway, that's another story. But anyway, yeah, and the IRS didn't want that formula to get out to the general public either. when I was an auditor, these were called DIF scores, and the higher the score was, the more likely there was something wrong with the return. But we didn't see much, actually, to tell you the truth, out of that that particular program as far as potential audit processes. But yeah, there are red flags, and one of those things we look at, for example, would be losses from your small business if you happen to be, especially be in like multi-level marketing, Amway, Mary Kay, things of that nature, things that might present an element of pleasure. An IRS might take a look at your return if you're running a series of losses and decide to take a look at you and see if you are engaged in a real business activity or if you're engaged in what IRS calls an activity not engaged in for profit, a hobby. And if you're engaged in a hobby, IRS won't allow you to take those losses, and this could cause problems for you. So that's just one of the problem areas that, that could be exposed.
Differences in the 2013 tax filings?
Not a lot of major differences, but there are some, especially visiting with a doctor the other night who happens to be subject to the new Medicare tax on his earnings. So that drove his tax up by another 1%. And then he had some net investment income, which was taxed at an additional 3.8%. And then we have, of course, additional Medicare taxes there as well, kicking in on his earned income. So he ended up paying in about an additional $5,000 to $7,000, through those new taxes. They also brought back the Pease rule for itemized deductions. So as your income grows, you don't get the full effect of your itemized deductions. Those are reduced. And dependents, the one thing that we think we can count on this year is $3,900 per individual. He had four individuals on his tax return, his wife and two kids. His exemption amount was cut to $1,100 total. So through these, let's just say, reductions in deductions, it negatively impacted his tax return by a large and significant amount. And these were new things that kicked in this year that had been on hiatus, let's say, for a couple of years. These things used to be around to help raise revenue from the so-called rich. And these are some new taxes. The Medicare taxes are relatively new. It came through the Obamacare legislation. But then the other reduction in exemptions and itemized deductions are old tax legislation that had been put on the shelf for a little while and now reenacted.
336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435 if you have a question for Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. It is that time of year where people are starting to scurry. You said they're starting to pull things together. Mm-hmm. If they come to see you, what all should they bring?
Well, we'd like to see, if you haven't been with us before, a copy of the 2012 tax return you filed, and to see if there's anything that flows through from there. Or, and sometimes, as I noted a bit earlier, depending on who prepared your taxes, there might have been something missed. And I did have occasion to do an amended return for something that was done by an individual at home. And when they did it through it was a TurboTax-like product. Evidently, the birth date of a child was not typed in correctly, and so they missed $1,000 child tax credit. So we'd like to review the prior year's return to see if there were any potential flaws in them, hopefully to get money back for you in those prior years. It's just part of the process we go through to provide a thorough tax preparation experience. And then, of course, all current year documents like W-2s from your employment, 1099s from self-employment, 1099 INTs from your bank, dividends you might have received from holding stock, and of course the big one, the 1099-Bs, for sales of stock or mutual funds. So any current year documents that might apply to your situation is something we'd like to see. If you're a sole proprietor, of course, we hope that you've been keeping good books and records so that you can present us with some type of either handwritten or printed out profit and loss and balance sheets so we can work with you on that. Failing that, for the small business owner, if you just happen to kind of stash things away and haven't really organized that, we do full service accounting. So you could turn that over to us, and we could help you get things in order. And some folks have done that. And we've helped some folks who haven't been in order for several years. So we're doing some catch-up work. Tax season does come around once a year, and sometimes people get the fever if they haven't filed for 5 to 10 years or so and decide this is the year we're going to make good and bring their stuff in. So we help folks in that situation as well.
Are there a lot of those?
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of folks out there, yes. I wouldn't say them by the majority, no. But there are a lot of people in this situation where they haven't filed in, you know, 2 to 10 years, sometimes up to 20, I've seen. So, you know, IRS does want them to catch up. They only want the last 10 years worth of returns, which is still a lot. But, you know, when folks haven't filed for 20, that's 10 scot-free. So it's not a bad deal. And in some of those years, you might have refunds, and then you're okay with IRS. But if you end up owing in any of those years, of course, there's failure to pay and failure to file penalties and some interest that will amount to quite a bit, depending on how much you owe.
You kind of touched on it, but I want to go a little deeper into it, the self-employed tips and the red flags, the scoring that IRS has. I would guess that if you're self-employed, the scoring is even more difficult.
Well, yes. You know, it goes back to the audit rates. For most of the general public, it's just a little under 1%. If you were to select out by income and or industry of the self-employed, it goes up a little bit to about 3%. So you're still not looking at being audited on a regular and significant basis. But IRS does have the capability to look at your return by industry, and that's why they put the industry codes on there to help sort through things. They also do a nationwide campaign to help update their statistics so that they can take a look at what people are spending in the upper Midwest on average and what's showing up, like for travel expenses or meals and entertainment. Some of these expenses sometimes contain personal use things, according to the federal government, and they might look at those areas more often. And so once they go through that analysis, they'll have averages for these particular categories, and IRS would have the ability to take a look at that system and take a look at by industry, what the norm is by, say, travel for hotels and such. And if you have a large number that's above that average, that could make your return more likely to be audited because you're above the average, above the norm that they're seeing. And so they might think there's some pork there that they can cut out.
Logbooks, how important are they?
Very important. Folks should always keep a logbook if you're planning to use your vehicle at all for a business deduction. If we take the standard mileage rate, of course, that's going to be based on your business miles. And if we take actual expenses, that's going to be based on your business miles as well. So the logbook is an integral part of that. Using actual expenses, let's say your logbook says that you traveled 8,000 business miles out of 10,000 on the vehicle. So then we have 80% business use. So we use that number then to multiply that times the total amount of gas that you use, the total amount of oil changes and such, because that's technically your business portion. And so the logbook is what starts it all as far as deductions are concerned for employees who have out-of-pocket expenses that are not reimbursed by their employer and for self-employed individuals.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. We're taking calls this morning. If you'd like to jump in, 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. If they would rather call your office and talk directly to you or your professionals, how do they reach you?
You can call us at 605-332-4829. That's 605-332-4829. Westside location, 605-361-5311. That's 361-5311. You can also visit us at our website if you're just curious about more information at nesttax.com and read about us there. And there's an email address there you can contact me at. And a lot of folks are doing that and appreciate the opportunity to speak with you via email as well. And we can discuss things if that's the way you like to communicate via email.
More with Tim Ness, Sioux Falls Best for 8 consecutive years. Amazing story. We'll talk with him, but we need to take a break for Fox Business News on the half hour.
Let me tell you, this past year has been crazy. With all the buying and selling I've been doing, it's reassuring to know I have Nest Tax to help me get through tax season. Success didn't come easy. Hi, Mom. But I know with Nest Tax on my side, my return will get filed correctly.
Nest Tax has an experienced staff and was voted the local best. They have no upfront fees and have a former IRS agent on staff.
Now, can somebody get Nest Tax on the phone? Maybe they know who this FICA guy is.
332-4829. There's good reasons Sioux Falls continues to vote Nest Tax and Bookkeeping Sioux Falls best. In a year where confusion reigns supreme in Washington, it makes perfect sense to start early and work with the best. Tim Ness and his experienced team at Nest Tax and Bookkeeping. No upfront fees, extended hours and weekends, answers to the most tangled tax trials. Tim Ness, Nest Tax and Bookkeeping. 332-4829.
You're more than just a number with Ness.
Kello News
Talk 1320 KELO Sioux Falls, FM 107.9 KELQ Flandreau Sioux Falls, and online at kello.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Charter Communications is proposing a full overhaul of Time Warner Cable's board as the next step in its hostile takeover bid. Charter says it's nominating a full slate of 13 candidates for election to the board. This comes after Time Warner rejected Charter's $132.50 per share bid as too low last month. Time Warner Chairman and CEO Rob Marcus is calling Charter's move an attempt to pressure the board into accepting the same lowball offer. Meanwhile, shares of CVS Caremark are also higher in the pre-market after the company reported better than expected fourth quarter results. CVS earned an adjusted profit of $1.12 a share, a penny above the estimate. Revenue climbed more than 4% from a year ago to $32.83 billion. And it looks like the mood among small business owners is improving. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Optimism Index rose to 94.1 in January, up from the December reading of 93.9. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Should get a little sun this afternoon with a high of 23. Winds out of the south gusting to 30. Good chance for snow tonight, but less than half an inch. A low of 21. Winds out of the south. Tomorrow mostly sunny, a high of 22. Winds northwest light. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy with temperatures warming to 29 overnight and winds out of the southeast. Currently it's cloudy, 11. Winds out of the south gusting to 28. It feels like 8 below. I'm Jack Taylor. That's your Sioux Falls weather.
The Sioux Empire's interesting news talk station with a power of information all day, all night. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Ness Tax Talk. Tim Ness in the house. If you have questions, 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. And they can reach you at
332-4829. That's our east side location, and also 361-5311.
I'm always one of these that has to do some quarterly tax returns because I have private business as well as my radio side of it. And the quarterly tax returns always have me confused and worried. What is a good rule of thumb?
Well, that's something that has come out with people that go into business for the first year, especially as they want to know what to do. A good rule of thumb is that IRS would like to see the amount that you pay in, let's say for the year 2014, to be equal to the total tax that you had to pay for the year 2013. And this is the total tax line before withholding. So when you're looking at your tax return, you could say, okay, what was my total tax? And that might be, say, $5,000. And you might even have received a refund because you had $6,000 of withholding. So that would generate a refund for you of about $1,000. But let's say you jump from that situation to having no withholding. Well, then IRS would like you to pay in at least $5,000, that amount of tax due, in order to avoid any potential estimated tax penalty. And the estimated tax penalty is if you owe $1,000 or more at the end of the year and you didn't have sufficient withholding or pay in estimated tax payments. So there's a possibility that you could not pay that additional penalty, which some folks don't want to pay, by just making those quarterly estimated tax payments.
John's been working over here. We've got somebody that has a question. Do you have a question for Tim Ness? You still with us?
I do have.
Okay, you're on, caller. What's your question for Tim?
My question is, we're retired, both my wife and I. She retired just before the beginning of 2013. And during that year, she was getting Social Security and an early retirement pension payout from the teacher's retirement fund. I waited till the middle of the year to retire, so I had wages for part of the year and then my little pension and Social Security for the second part of the year. I just went through starting my taxes, and I figured out that because we had enough total income from my wages and our retirement pensions and Social Security, that part of our Social Security benefits was subject to tax. That part was easy. Then came the question of, do we have to give back some of that Social Security that we received? Because they say, since you're under the full retirement age, and we both are not up to our 66 for full retirement, does my $12,000 that I earned for the first half of the year count against her Social Security payments? And does her teacher retirement pension count as income against her Social Security earnings limits? Because she's young enough that if she makes more than $14,000 in a year, then Social Security says you have to give some of it back.
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. And from my understanding, Social Security kind of controls that, and they look at it from an individual point of view, and they're looking at earned income only at going at those limits. And so, yes, your $12,000 would count towards your limitation, but it wouldn't count towards her limitation. And my understanding of it is that her pension, since it's not subject to additional Social Security earnings, et cetera, wouldn't count towards her dollar limitation either. So if I'm following you correctly, I think that, you know, although you might have to pay some tax on your Social Security benefits, based on what you've said, I don't think you're going to see a reduction of Social Security benefits in the future.
Thank you. That is a great relief. I was hoping that the two Social Security computations were different. Because I know that, yes, because we have the wonderful benefit of being so rich that we're getting a retirement pension and a few thousand dollars of wage earnings on top of our Social Security. Most of the Social Security benefits we receive are going to be subject to taxation. But if we don't have to additionally give some of it back because we have too much money coming in, that's a great relief to me. So pensions do not count against the earnings limit for having to pay back Social Security tax.
And that's my understanding. That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
If you have questions, give Tim a call off air. You betcha. Thanks for your call. If you have a question like this gentleman, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Tim will take all calls today and see if he can help you. If not, you'll talk to him off the air.
Yeah, of course. And we do get a lot of emails and calls off the air. Folks that come in and actually experience our service. We had a couple of gentlemen come in and tell me they came in because they heard me on the air and they wanted to give us a shot. And they've been repeat customers ever since. So That's a good thing. I guess, you know, a lot of folks are listening out there. I know that and appreciate your comments when you come in our office. And if I see you on the street or at Hy-Vee, I thank you for your support. Just to follow up on his call regarding Social Security payments, that's something we can actually take a look at, too, if we help prepare the tax return. Our software can analyze the situation. And sometimes it might be better for people to file separately and avoid some taxation. Depending on who earned what and how much of the Social Security benefits are taxable, sometimes married filing separate might be a better choice than married filing joint, where we combine incomes and Social Security benefits. Oftentimes, and still most of the time, I would say, you know, 80 to 90% of the time, it's still better to file jointly because of those joint tax rate savings and more credits and deductions might be available. But that's something that we can help you with using our tax software, too, and take a look at the big picture and help you just make those decisions.
We talked about deductions. You mentioned kids. There's a point you wanted to make.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks will think that, say, a married filing joint return or a single return with children involved is a simple return. And it does sound that way. It sounds like it's going to be a quick 1040A potentially and in and out. However, we see a lot of families in the nuclear age, I guess, if we're still in that age. Perhaps we're past that age and some other new saying has come up. But we have situations where we have moms and dads that were never officially married. We've got kids with either or both or shifting in between. I've seen divorce decrees now written so that is joint legal custody and now joint physical custody as well, with the equal number of days spent at each place, and they switch custody in the middle of the afternoon or midnight on a Wednesday or something like that. So sorting these things out is a bit difficult from a tax perspective, especially since they've rewritten some of the qualifying child tax laws. And this, however, this is an area of abuse, unfortunately, and misunderstanding. And hopefully we can sit down with you and explain the situation, because I have to whip out the book basically every time to make sure that a child in this situation is a qualifying child to be taken, not only for dependency purposes, but so many other things follow as far as earned income credit, which could be up to $6,000 additional refund to the individual. Do we have a qualifying child for earned income credit? And do we have a qualifying child for head of household filing purposes? And the child tax credit, where does that go? Daycare expenses come off of that as well. And, you know, who's paying what to who, and who's custodial and who's non-custodial? So there's in a simple return, there's a whole bunch of things tied together and are going on, and we have to make sure a person meets those tests. So on a lot of occasions, we have situations which are hard to go through. And, you know, we have folks that come in and think they're head of household when they turn out that there is no qualifying child that lives with them. In fact, there's no qualifying child, but they have a misunderstanding of the tax law. And it's easy to misunderstand some of these things because, you know, it's not written in clear, specific terms in the English language that most of us are accustomed to. So, you know, I guess what I'm getting at, even supposedly the easiest parts of the tax law are complicated in many, many occasions.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. You mentioned it in our first show in 2014, how you and your staff are ready, how you prepare yourself for all the law changes. You might explain that again.
Well, I guess we attend a number of seminars and trainings throughout the year to bring us up to date with the tax laws for individual and corporate and partnership returns. I guess we get continuing education credits for doing that. Try to stay on top of the tax law. And then I get daily updates from a variety of sources as far as what's going on in Congress and experiences elsewhere in the nation, that some of which I share with you here on the air, and others I just share internally because I think you'd be bored stiff with particular things that are of discussion there, and more of the mechanics which go on behind tax preparation and or accounting work. So we have those types of things. We also recruit. We have a full-time staff, many of which are a couple of which are CPAs and or CPA eligible folks that have started the testing. So we have a good body of knowledge in our office, and we then bring on some additional staffing each year. And each year we have a group of folks come back and help us. And so there's experience there from a perspective of they've done this before, they just need a little brush up on the tax law. And so then we provide seminars to those folks and information to those folks throughout the year and try to get them trained in and retrained again in the new tax laws and get them back into the swing of things before tax season. So we go through kind of an extensive training process and work one-on-one with folks, get updates out to people so that they're able to serve people well and have a good body of knowledge. And we also try to put reference material at each desk so that if their memory fails them or we go through these specific situations, such as, you know, can I take so-and-so as a dependent on my tax return? We can go through these checklist items and help determine whether or not we can list that individual as a dependent or some other more complicated tax question. We have material there to reference. So I guess in a nutshell, we have a really good staff this year. We've got three CPAs on staff this year. I'm an enrolled agent. And then a number of other folks in our office, like I said, are CPA eligible, have been with us since the beginning of time, since our time anyway, since 1999. So we've got a lot of experienced people working with us this year, and so far, been pleased with the results.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. Some of the people out there are saying, Tim, share with us a couple of places we can go online that maybe we can stay up to date as we go through the year if there are changes coming.
A good resource for all material, irs.gov. You know, you can see what new changes are there. You can get specifics regarding your, your particular question. There are publications by the I don't know about thousands, by hundreds anyway, that you could do more in-depth research and take a look at things yourself. We use this as a reference material as well. There's a publication 17 from IRS that it's kind of the customer service at IRS Bible, so to speak. It kind of takes the tax code, breaks things down into English, and then generalities. And then there was also specific publications regarding the simple things like earned income credit or sale of a home, things of that nature. So you can get pretty specific there, and there's constant updates as far as what IRS is doing, how things are going, certain scams to look out for. There's certain telephone scams that are being perpetrated throughout the United States. I had a person bring in the other day what looked like a piece from the IRS, but I could tell right away that it wasn't from the IRS. It was a marketing tool by one of these firms that might be located in another state, let's just say. And somehow they got on a marketing list because they owed back taxes. And so, it used some threatening language in the letter and almost forced them to call this 800 number. But it wasn't an IRS letter. It just kind of looked like one. And so be careful of those types of materials. You can always call our office, and we can take a look at that if you want to drop that off. If you think you've received IRS correspondence and you're suspicious of it, we can help verify that. And if you happen to get any emails from the IRS, please don't answer. Don't open them if possible. Send them directly to the IRS phishing division at irs.gov, and they can hopefully find out the root cause of who's sending out these emails, because IRS does not send emails.
Say we haven't answered your question. Well, you can call 1-800-228-4435 or 336-1320. We're approaching the quarter poll, getting ready to move things along, get Tim back to his office, and take more appointments as he adds to that 1,000 that he's already helped in 2014. But we need to take a break. We'll come back with more of Tax Talk with Tim.
I've got some questions to ask you. Why should my parents choose Nest Tax?
I work for the IRS, and we have an experienced staff that's been voted the local best.
Very intriguing.
We do all individual and business returns. Plus, we offer no upfront fees and free electronic filing at 2 convenient locations.
So you're experienced, knowledgeable, and you can get their refund in as little as 1 week?
That's right.
Well, when can we start?
Nest Tax and Bookkeeping, 332-4829. Tim Ness was scheduled to do this radio commercial, but he needs time to help you with your 2014 tax returns. Let me tell you about Nest Tax and Bookkeeping, voted Sioux Falls best, with a former IRS agent and experienced staff. In a year of confusion with taxes, health care, and changing rules, you need the best. Tim Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, 332-4829. They have extended hours and weekends. They make time for you. Nest Tax and Bookkeeping. They're the best.
Kim Commando, Saturdays 10 to noon. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Tax Talk with Tim Ness. Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, voted Sioux Falls best. Tim, how do they reach you?
Give us a call, 332-4829 or 361-5311. Be happy to hear from you. We're open 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday, so hopefully a time that we can meet with you at your convenience.
We have a guy that always has questions. He does a weekend show around here, and I know you've been saving up a couple of questions for Tim. John?
Well, I was thinking, what is the audience thinking about? And right now, there's so many things with the Affordable Care Act. And if you've got a son or daughter going to Augie or maybe University of Sioux Falls, they're probably staying with you at home. Now, the Affordable Care Act says you can keep them on your insurance until they're 26. Okay, you're paying for the insurance. They're watching your cable. They're using your cell plan. Would they be a dependent if they're 25 years old, going to college and living in your basement?
Again, good question. That goes to the qualifying child rules. So technically speaking, at 25, they wouldn't be a qualifying child for you, even though they're in college. They could be seen as a qualifying relative, which I guess it has some different tests. And if that college-age student didn't earn over $4,000, basically, in that tax year, then you could show up as a dependent on your tax return as being used as a qualifying relative.
Yeah, I was going to say the government is recognizing them, that you can keep them on your tax return until 26. That might be something people might want to look at.
Yeah, depending on the situation, we've seen a lot of confusion, especially when it comes to college and college tuition credit. And that's something I didn't mention earlier when we were talking about dependency. But again, some folks think that when a child turns 18 that they can no longer claim them on their return. And that's not true. If they go to college full-time, and that you could still claim that individual on your tax return up to age 24. And the tuition credit, which could be up to $2,500, additional refund for you, as long that is a credit that follows the dependency. So if you claim that child on your tax return, that college-age student on your tax return, you might receive up to an additional $2,500. If the student were to claim himself or herself, they could still use the credit, but they may not be able to utilize the full credit because it's based on the amount you earned. And so they might receive $1,000 potentially, additional refund, which is the refundable portion of the American Opportunity Credit, depending on their circumstances. If they were not self-sufficient, self-supporting, they might not receive anything because they might not have enough taxable income. And if they didn't support themselves, that $1,000 extra would not apply to them. So different things to look at here. And each year, in fact, I just helped a couple last night go through this scenario. What would happen if they claimed the person on the return and what would happen if they did not. And so we kind of play that game a little bit and see how much it would benefit them. And sometimes the parents split some money with the kids, sometimes not. So it just depends on the situation.
One other question, Tim. A lot of people are getting what they call a legal companion dog, and the realtor doesn't charge then for the dog because there's a doctor writing a letter saying that that dog is a part of their medical need as a companion dog. Could you take the dog as a dependent?
Well, not as a dependent unless we get a Social Security number for the dog, and that may be possible in some places. But no, but you could write off the cost of keeping the dog as a medical expense if it's due to being a helpful dog and met for medical reasons. You know, a blind person's dog is a medical necessity for that person to operate and function. And so that's a possibility. Now, of course, as with everything, there's some strings that tied, you know, to being able to use that as a and actually receive something from that. But it certainly could be used and we could see if we could help that individual because that would be seen as a medical expense.
We're in 2014, which means that we'll have new laws when we file in April of 2015. What kind of changes should people be preparing for with their income this year?
Well, we get a question a lot about, especially when we bring it up, sales tax deduction. You know, I often ask, do they buy a new or used car or vehicle or boat or airplane? Because the sales tax on those types of things is deductible in 2013. However, that's one of the provisions that expired on December 31st. And so once they hear about that, the client will ask, you know, can I do this again in 2014? Can I buy my boat, honey? In 2014, see, Tim's telling me to buy a boat. So so I say, yeah, and the bigger the boat, the better, because that'll be the higher the sales tax and the more you can deduct. And by the way, I can increase my fee, too, to increase your deductions, but most folks don't take me up on that either. But, that's one of the things that that is expired. And so legislation is supposed to be taken up here in the spring, but we know how that's going lately. So we'll have to wait and see about the developments on the sales tax deduction, which would affect most of the people here in South Dakota. And there's also deductions for educators, teachers that are going away, scheduled to go away. And we get a lot of questions also about the energy credit because folks are thinking of, you know, especially due to the cold weather, hey, I need some insulation, more insulation. I'd like to put on some some better doors and insulate better, some energy efficient windows, etc. I might want to buy a furnace. You know, what can I get from that? Currently, that's another credit that's expired, but you know, we would expect Congress to take that up and address that situation this year. How far it will get, I don't know, but based on some prior years' experience, you know, 5 or 6 years we've had that credit. Only 1 year did we not get anything for that. And only 1 year did they not renew that credit. So I'd expect we get something, and what conditions are attached, we don't know. So if I guess I've been advising folks, if you're going to do it for tax purposes and you want to wait a little bit to see what the conditions are, if you can wait. Other folks say, well, you know, I need to get a new furnace anyway, or I need to get some energy efficiency in my household anyway. And so go ahead and do what you need to do. And, you know, don't always let tax considerations drive what you need to do. But sometimes there's some benefits to look for. And if we're willing to wait in these areas, hopefully there will be some good developments.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping. We talked about all the work that he does with his staff to be prepared for the taxes, which means he goes through volumes of information, including somebody that won with an IRS audit. Can you share that story?
Yeah, the short story is that there was a Long Island man. He happened to actually trip over a telephone cord during an audit, and this he then sued the IRS for over $10 million. And he walked away with $862,000 in his pocket. Came before a judge, a Mr. Barroyo, or something like that, of Suffolk County, was age 66, claimed he could no longer enjoy activities from golf to sex because of injuries suffered when the cord wrapped around his leg in an IRS office in New York in 2008. The IRS argued that the taxpayer was exaggerating his injuries, but Judge Arthur Spatt found the agency liable for pain and suffering. So I guess this is one effective outcome of an IRS audit. If you happen to trip and injure yourself, potentially a lawsuit could pay off in your favor.
And again, the money that he won would be taxable.
Potentially, yeah. Didn't really go into the specifics of how they determined that, and but apparently it was due to a physical ailment because he was no longer able to perform in several areas, I guess, according to the testimony. And so it potentially, part of it at least, will be due to physical injury and non-taxable. Some of it might be compensatory and possibly taxable, but I'd have to see more about the agreement that was made.
For our last 2 minutes, one of the things you mentioned earlier in the show was state returns. You do state returns.
We sure do. We do them for all the states that have a state tax. I work with some folks in California, Missouri, Texas. Of course, doesn't have a tax, but we work with them there anyway. Throughout the nation, New York, et cetera. Minnesota, we see a lot of Minnesotans here, and we do some for some folks that have moved to the Twin Cities area. And Iowa, of course, since we're right in the corner, we help a lot of folks from Iowa and Minnesota. I encourage you to come over to our east side location if that's convenient, or our west side location if that's more convenient. But, you know, so we're kind of right handy there on East 10th Street if you're over on the Minnesota side and use that to get into town. It's not too far off the freeway there. So,
you've helped 1,000 folks already in 2014. We're 9 weeks away from the April 15th deadline. If people want to get in to see you, numbers they call, and how quick could they actually see somebody in a Tim Ness office?
Well, they could see somebody even today at either location. Phone number is 332-4829. That's 332-4829 or 361-5311. Depending on what you're looking for, if you want me to prepare your tax return, I would be happy to do that. We just need to find a time to meet. But as I said, we have some good experienced personnel on hand, too, that could handle many of your tax situations, and look forward to having the opportunity to serve you and hopefully provide you with a good experience.
Tim, you're not an 8-to-5 place because you had 4 mentions of working with people last night or working with people after hours. What are your hours as we get towards April 15th?
Well, we're open 8-to-8, Monday through Saturday, and noon-to-5 on Sunday. So we have those extended hours because people have a lot of family activity going on at different hours and such. And so we want to be available in the evenings for folks, Saturdays and Sundays as well, because, again, that's an opportunity where a lot of folks don't have to go to work. This might be an errand running day, something like that, that they could get out of the way after their basketball games, et cetera, in the morning. Sometimes they come see us in the afternoon. And Sunday, of course, just depends on your orientation, but a lot of folks come to see us on Sunday afternoons as well. So hopefully there's a time that fits your needs, and be happy to see you.
Tim Ness, Ness Tax and Bookkeeping, voted Sioux Falls best for 8 years. And indeed, it is tough to get him in the studio because we have a commercial we want him to cut that talks about, "Hi, I'm Tim Ness." That's the reason we've got Chris Halleck saying, Tim was scheduled to do this commercial, but he's on an appointment. That's a real live case.
Yeah, been pretty busy lately, but be happy to see you in the future.
Quick numbers?
332-4829 and 361-5311.
Our time's up. Thank you for yours.
Hello.